Okay, hello, let me start. It's unbelievable how difficult it was to set up my laptop. I just finished it by time. So my talk is about integrating Collabora online with web applications. My name is András Tímár and I work for Collabora Productivity. So this is the fourth or fifth talk in this dev room about Collabora online. So probably it's not a big news, but Collabora online uses LibreOffice or Collabora Office under the hood for the document rendering, which is itself, I think we should stop for a moment and think about how awesome it is. Because not only we have the very rich support for different document formats. So LibreOffice is thought to be handle 100 different document formats, but it can render very complex documents as well. And you get this in the online version at no cost. So if you want multiple columns, footnotes, endnotes, sections in a text document, you can have it in online. Unlike the other online document editors where you don't get these features or you get warnings to switch to the desktop version. And I can mention spreadsheet, Tor showed us a few great examples about conditional formatting or filters or constraints on input that is all available in online, just like on the desktop. However, it's important to know that online is not a standalone application. It doesn't implement, for example, user authentication. It doesn't implement document storage. So it's from the beginning, it was designed to be a building block of a web application. Any web application can come to mind, which can utilize a document viewer or a document editor or want to implement collaborative editing of documents. So therefore, it's very important to make this integration easy, and it's really the key to success. Because without integration, you can probably open a document from your local hard drive, but it's not a big deal because you can do this with the desktop application anyway. So, so how to experience an integration success story? The first step is to install the Collabora Online or Collabora Online Development Edition, abbreviated as CODE, on a dedicated server. You can set up the SSL for the HTTPS access. It's mandated by the protocol that we are using, but it's also good for the security in general. And then either you can install an existing integration between your document storage and online, or you can modify your web application and write this integration yourself. And then that's all. You can enjoy the success. Or maybe you have additional requirements and some modifications are needed on the online part to be able to meet those requirements. And then in the next few slides, we will go through a few of the existing integrations in alphabetical order, and I will present those additional developments that somewhere were necessary